加油ガビジャナララバギリワラダイヤシュダナンダナバジャジャナランジャナヤムナティアバナチャイヤムナティアバナチャイハレクリシュナハレクリシュナKrishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Om Vishnu Pat Paramahamsa Prabhu Jagacharya Stota Shri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Samavita Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Shikha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Samavita Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Yamuna Mai Ki Jai, Chulsi Devi Ki Jai, Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam Class Ki Jai, All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, All glories to the assembled devotees, Hare Krishna, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gyana Timirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopisam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Patakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Kriyata Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitam Stra He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rata Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Rati Vrindavanishvari Vishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpata Rubhyasha Kripa Sindhubhye Vata Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyade Deshatarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinataranam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Harihi Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, my dear devotees, welcome everyone to today's ecstatic Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today we are going to study Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text 37. Please, okay, I will read it. Please read after me.
Shunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani cha mangalani te. Kriya suya stvach charanara vindayu. Avista chitana bhavaya kalpati. Shunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani cha mangalani te. Kriya suya stvach charanaya vindayu. Avishta chitana bhavaya kalpati. Shunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani cha mangalani te. Kriya suya stvach charanaya vindayu. Avishta chitana bhavaya kalpati.
Please.
Chunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani. Avishta chitana bhavaya kalpati. Chunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani cha mangalani te. Kriya suya stvach charanaya vindayu. Avista chitana bhavaya kalpati. Shunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani cha mangalani te. Kriya suya stvach charanaya vindayu. Avishta chitana bhavaya kalpati. Chunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani cha mangalani te. Kriya suya stvach charanaya vindayu. Avista chitana bhavaya kalpati. Chunvangunam samsmarayam schachintayam. Namani rupani cha mangalani te. Kriya
Vaishnavis, Shunvanginam sam smarayam schachintayam Namani rupani cha mangalani te Priyasuyastvat sharanaravindayu Avishta chitana pavaya kalpate. Thank you. Word for word. Shunvan. Constantly hearing about the Lord. Shravanam kirtanam Vishnoho. Grinan, chanting or reciting the holy name of the Lord and his activities. Samsmarayam, remembering, constantly thinking of the Lord's lotus feet and his form. Cha, and chintayam, contemplating the transcendental activities of the Lord. Namani, his transcendental names. Rupani, his transcendental forms. Cha, also Mangalani, which are all transcendental and therefore auspicious. Te, of your Lordship. Kriyasu, in being engaged in the devotional service. Yaha, he who, Tvachcharana Aravindayuho, at your lotus feet. Avishta Chetaha, the devotee who is completely absorbed in such activities. Na, not Pavaya, for the material platform. Kalpate, is fit. Translation and purport. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet, and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate, and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms, are always on the transcendental platform. And thus they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please repeat after me. Even while engaged in various activities, devotees whose minds are completely absorbed at your lotus feet and who constantly hear, chant, contemplate, and cause others to remember your transcendental names and forms, are always on the transcendental platform. And thus, they can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. Today's purport is a little bit long, but I'm going to read it very slowly. Because we have to follow today's verse, we have to shrinvan, here, we have to grinam, chanting, and we have to samsmarayam, remembering, cha, and chintayam, contemplating. And I'm also going to sometimes ask you questions when I'm reading. I will ask you to repeat some key words. And also after the class, at the end, I'm going to leave everyone a homework. And that homework, I believe everyone's going to like it. Because who doesn't want to go deeper and enter into the mystery of Krishna's appearance? If anyone wants to know how to understand that mystery and get the benefit, there's one Fala Shruti mentioned by Srila Prabhupada. So all the listeners on Mayapur TV, please stay tuned until the end of the class. How Bhakti Yoga can be practiced is explained in this verse. What is explained in this verse? How Bhakti Yoga is practiced. Srila Rupa Goswami has said that anyone who has dedicated life to the service of the Lord, iha yasya hare dasye, by his activities, his mind and his words, karmana manasa gira, may stay in any condition of life, nikilasva pya vastasu, and yet is no longer actually conditioned. Is no longer actually conditioned. But is liberated. But is liberated. Very good. Jiva mukta sauchyate. Even though such a devotee is in a material body, he has nothing to do with this body, for he is transcendentally situated. Narayana para sarve nakus jana pipyati. Because a devotee is engaged in transcendental activities. Because a devotee is engaged in transcendental activities. Yes. He is not afraid of being materially embodied. He is not afraid of being materially embodied. Very good. Illustrating this liberated position, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Mama Jammani Jammanishvari, Bhava Tad Bhaktir Ahai Tuki Tuayi. All I want is your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth. This is from Shikshastaka 4. Even if a devotee, by the supreme will of the Lord, takes birth in this material world, he continues his devotional service. He continues his devotional service. When King Bharata made a mistake and in his next life became a deer, his devotional service did not stop. His devotional service did not stop. Although some slight chastisement was given to him because of his negligence, Narada Muni says that even if one falls from the platform of devotional service, he is not lost. He is not lost. Very good. Whereas non-devotees are lost entirely because they are not engaged in service. Bhagavad Gita 9.14 therefore recommends that one always engage at least in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatam tascha dridavrata namasyam tascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, the great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. One should not give up the process of devotional service. One should not give up the process of devotional service, which is performed in 9 different ways, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, etc. The most important process is hearing. The most important process is hearing. This part, please take a note. Very important. I'm going to ask you questions after. Shravanam, this hearing from the guru, sadhu, and sastra, the spiritual master, the saintly acharyas, and the Vedic literature. Sadhu, sastra, guru, vakya, chitete, korya, aikya. We should not hear the commentaries and explanations of non-devotees. For this is strictly forbidden by Srila Sanatana Goswami, who quotes from the Padma Purana. Avaishnava mukod girnam putan hare katamritam shravanam naiva kartavyam sarpochistan yatapayaha. We should strictly follow this instruction and never try to hear from mayavadis, impersonalists, voidists, politicians, or so-called scholars. Strictly avoiding such inauspicious association, we should simply hear from pure devotees. We should simply hear from pure devotees. Thank you. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore recommends Sri Guru Padashrayaha. One must seek shelter at the lotus feet of a pure devotee who can be one's guru. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advises that a guru is one who strictly follows the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Yaredeka Tarekaha Krishna Upadesh Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7:1-8. A juggler, a magician, or one who speaks nonsense as an academic career is not a guru. Rather, a guru is one who presents Bhagavad Gita, Krishna's instructions, as it is. Shravana is very important. We must hear from the Vaishnava sadhu, guru, and sastra. The word kriyasu, meaning by manual labor or by work, is important in this verse. Which word is important? Kriyasu, yes, manual labor, or by work. One should engage in practical service to the Lord. In our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. Our activities are concentrated upon? Thank you. This is very important. One may approach any person and induce him to read Krishna literature so that in the future he also may become a devotee. Such activities are recommended in this verse. Kriyasu yastva charanaravandayoho. Such activities will always remind the devotees of the Lord's lotus feet. By fully concentrating on distributing books for Krishna, one is fully absorbed in Krishna. This is samadhi. This is samadhi. Thank you. Thank you very much. So we are going to discuss some of the main points mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in his purport. At the beginning of his purport, he quoted this very important verse from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Actually, it's from 1.2.187. So he said, Iha yasya hari dasye. And the same verse he quoted throughout Srimad Bhagavatam for 81 times. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, this is in Chapter 29, talks between Narada and King Pratinabarhi. In verse 65, Srila Prabhupada in his purport quoted the same verse and translated as, one who engages in the transcendental service of the Lord in body, mind, and words is to be considered liberated in all conditions of material existence. And then Srila Prabhupada comments, the Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. We have to dedicate our mind, our body, and our words completely into the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada gives some examples. In any condition of life, a devotee can perform devotional service. He quotes in the sixth canto that famous verse. That is, Lord Shiva told Mother Parvati, because Mother Parvati, she cursed Chichuketu. And then Chichuketu, he happily accepted, he smilingly folded his hands. Thank you for her cursing. He's going to take a birth as a big demon, Vitrasura. In any condition, he's very peaceful, still engaged in the devotional service. And Mother Parvati is very surprised. Therefore, Lord Shiva told her, Narayana para sarve, nakuch chana pipyati, sarva, sarvaga, Arpavarga Narada Keshwapi Tuliyata Darshinaha. Even the Svargaloka, or the heavenly planets, or this is hellish planets. Whatever he's situated, he's thinking, he's seeing, Darshinaha is seeing everything. Tuliyata, same value. The devotee is seeing every situation in the same value. And also, Prabhupada in the purport quoted Maharaj Bharat's example. Even he became a deer, he didn't forget the devotional service. He didn't lost his divine memory. Throughout the whole Bhagavatam, we can find many similar examples, like Dhruva Maharaj. When he just started to go to the forest, he got instruction from Narada Muni. Narada Muni instructed Dhruva Maharaj, said, please become satisfied in any situation, in any condition of life. We cannot forget to perform devotional service. And also Mahaprabhu mentioned, Jamani Jamanishwari Bhavatad Bahaitu Kitiwai, birth after birth, let me perform this devotional service. And we have also some live examples around us. Recently, I saw on the internet, the devotees celebrated His Holiness Gopala Krishna Maharaj's 75 years Vyasa Puja. And I saw one homage, one Vyasa Puja offering by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. He mentioned, he said, Gopala Krishna Goswami, he is 75 years, and in his life, he didn't miss one single day Mangala Arti. And plus, every day he has to worship his personal deities. When I was reading that paragraph, I am wondering, how wonderful, 75 years old. And you all know Maharaj is suffering from all kinds of diseases. And not even one day he missed Mangala Arti. And also, I'm thinking, what kind of deities he's worshipping every day? Because I have a few deities at home, and I'm feeling very difficult to serve everyone to their satisfaction. And it just happened when I was looking through dandavas.com, I saw one video clip, only 8 minutes, is about how Gopal Krishna Maharaj is worshipping his personal deities. He has Srila Prabhupada, he has to bathe him, change his cloth, put his japa bag, mala, everything, and then burn Nitai deities. And then lot of shalagram shilas. And after this elaborate worshipping, the archan, he's offering gorgeous offering, lot of fruits and sweets. When you see that, you are feeling completely amazed and astonished. And after that, he has to do arti. In the whole process, his hands are shaking, although he has one servant who is assisting him. But he is doing that. You can see he's in complete trance. That is his samadhi. This is corresponding to the last word of today's verse. This is samadhi. Whatever service we do, better we do it in the mood of samadhi. Like in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's another example. Ambarish Maharaj, Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha mentions that Ambarish Maharaj is performing all the 9 angas of Bhakti in Rati. Means he's performing everything, 9 different kinds of devotional service in complete love to Godhead, in prema. And even when Durvasa Muni created a demon to come and kill him, that time, facing this imminent danger, he started to pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when he is praying to the Lord, in the natural devotion, Prabhupada gave a comment saying that because he's thinking of the lotus feet of the Lord, he's praying for protection. And then, simply this remembrance of the Lord make him become ecstatic. He's feeling all the symptoms, prema. A demon is coming, but he's no longer seeing the demon. He's seeing the Lord's lotus feet. And he has tears flowing from his eyes. His whole body is shaking. He's sweating. And it's how wonderful. And also, another example, just very near to us, is His Holiness Jayapada Goswami Maharaj. Last year, right after the transplantation of his whole liver and kidney, like after 10 days, and then he starts to give internet class on Gaura Leela. That time I am thinking, if he can give class every day, then we should listen to his class every day. And you can notice, when he's speaking, in every sentence he has to cough at least 2 or 3 times. He has to spit mucus. And I got different comments from the different devotees because I'm translating these classes and sent to the devotees. One devotee said, please, when he's coughing, you can put pause. Then we're not hearing so much disturbance. We have a constant flow of the class. But then another devotee gave another comment, says, for those who has no love, who cannot see, he is really endeavoring, he's trying his best to spread the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. They only see and hear his coughing and his spitting mucus. But for those, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena, whose eyes are anointed with prema, and then they can see and they can feel and they can hear only pure Gaura Leela and Gaura Bhagavatam. And he was giving class before he was leaving Ratarani's appearance day. He was constantly giving class every night on the roof. And sometimes it was really late. Not only late for Mayapur, but more late for the other devotees participating on his Zoom class, because the devotees all over the world are situated in different time zones. For them, it's midnight or even after midnight. And they have to work. They have a full day's job waiting for them the next day. But they're still participating ecstatically and listening to his class. That is Gaura Leela in the present tense. So when he's coming next time, I beg everyone, don't miss his class. And you can see, you can feel that mood of trance, of samadhi, of spreading the glories of the Lord's holy name. And even the Lord's devotees, they are begging the Lord to get the mercy to hear and chant the Lord's glories. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Uddhava, he is praying to Lord Krishna. Why? To get Sudarshan's mercy. Why he likes to get Sudarshan's mercy? Because Sudarshan's effulgence is represented by the remembering and chanting of the glorious pastime of the Lord. Uddhava, what a prema bhakta. Even in his childhood, he's serving the deities of Krishna, he would forget about eating and sleeping. And he's praying to Lord Krishna. He said hearing and chanting, so effective, infinitely effective than going into the forest, become a naked yogi, and taking the constant risk of becoming a naked monkey due to our lusty desires and sexual indulgence. So he's begging Lord Krishna to give him the mercy of Sudarshan Chakra. Then he can be more involved in the hearing and chanting of the Lord's glorious pastimes. And today's verse is a perfect prelude for tomorrow's Bhada Purnima Bhagavatam distribution. Because in the last paragraph, Srila Prabhupada mentioned book distribution. And concerning to this aspect, I'd like to share a pastime. Happened many years ago. If Harisori Prabhu is online, thank you for your transcendental diary. In the first volume of your diary, and the entry is 1976, January 12th, he mentioned that the devotees from Los Angeles sent Prabhupada one report about their Christmas marathon book distribution that pleased Prabhupada like anything. And that report was dated on the 25th. So in that purport, they give amazing results. And it's mentioned more than 100 devotees, both men and women. They forgot anything. They just simply going out, whole day going out, distribute Prabhupada's transcendental literatures. And they came back 1 or 2 o'clock, midnight. And only after a few hours, they would go back again out to distribute Prabhupada's books at 6 or 7. And when Prabhupada got that amazing report, he's so happy, he gave a comment. You'd like to hear his comment? Needless to say that Srila Prabhupada was very much impressed and he deeply appreciates the efforts of his devotees, his disciples, to sell his books. So he said, the book distribution in Los Angeles during the 6-day period is transcendental samadhi. They are working in trance, not on the material platform. No common man can work so hard. It is not possible. Working without sleep means no death. Sleeping is dead condition. Your book distribution is really intoxication. They're working. And also recently I heard another class by one book distributor. He said, why they're now we call this Prabhupada Marathon, because we call it Christmas Marathon. Actually, this has nothing to do with Christmas. We're not doing it for the Jesus Christ. We're doing it for Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Krishna. But because the devotees, they're using that festival mood. It's a festival. Everyone likes to buy some gifts to give their loved ones. And so they use this opportunity to distribute the transcendental literature. And because the distributors, they are so ecstatic, so they extended the period of book distribution from the original 3 days into 6 days, and then 1 month, the whole December, and then extended again up to January. That's why now we have this December-January Prabhupada's Marathon. So Prabhupada's Marathon key day. And if we want to participate in the same samadhi, we have to develop the same taste. We have to think how to distribute these transcendental literatures to the other living entities. And in order to tell others about the glory, first we have to hear. So comes to our question part. In this purport, Srila Prabhupada said, the most important process in the devotional service is hearing, shravanam. Just recently, 2 days ago, in Pankajangui Prabhu's Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita class, we learned that in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 6, verse 241, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is asking Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, among all the items in devotional service, which one is the most important item? And Mahaprabhu answered, the most important item is chanting Hare Krishna. It seems like there's a contradiction. Which one's more important, hearing or chanting? I would like to hear from you. Please, everyone can share some ideas. Which one's more important, Shravanam or Kirtanam? Say it loudly. Hearing, okay. And then, hearing. Another one? What? Both. Prabhuji, what do you think? Thank you. We have to know what we chant, we have to hear first. Thank you so much. I've been looking through all the folio, and I find one answer by Shivarama Maharaj. And he wrote a book, Shutanam Chintamani. So he's talking about the different items in devotional service. He mentioned that in sequence, because who gave this 9 process of devotional service? Prahlada Maharaj. In 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. And after Prabhupada's comments on the 9 different process of devotional service, Prabhupada mentioned that hearing is most important. process of devotional service. And among the hearing process, the most important hearing is to hear from the text of Srimad Bhagavatam. But then, Srila Prabhupada continues, he said, because Srimad Bhagavatam is full of transcendental chanting of the holy name. So now we get the answer. Shiva Ramaharaj mentions that if we want to chant anything before that, we have to hear. Without hearing, we cannot get the proper knowledge what to chant. And also why we always say hearing is most important, because from the nine process, in sequence, it is mentioned first. So usually we say it is important. But actually, we cannot separate these two. They are both important. We can see many descriptions like this through Srimad Bhagavatam, through Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Prabhupada. And so now comes to a very interesting part. In the beginning of the class, I told everyone, I said, we are going to have something nice waiting for us. Now is the best part. What is that? Because we know next chapter is going to be the appearance of Lord Krishna. Now we're preparing, we're listening, we're chanting, we're preparing. And then everyone likes to understand the mystery about Lord Krishna's appearance. In Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned, Jamma karma cha medivyam evam yuveti tatvata tyaktava deham punarjamma naiti ma meti sorarjuna. But to what degree we understand the Lord's appearance and activities are transcendental? How can we understand that? Then we can achieve the result. The answer is in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, entitled, Krishna is the source of all incarnations. And in verse 29, in the purport, Prabhupada mentions, he said, the Krishna's appearance and activities are completely mysterious. Therefore, one has to, with a spiritual devotion, go deeper into that mystery, and then you can understand. And this verse itself mentions that one who is reciting the Lord's appearance, especially this Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, and if you recite this part, both in the morning and in the evening, you can get relief from all miseries of life. Harivo! Vajabun! Does anyone want to get relief from all miseries of life? Yes. Then what do? We have to follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. We have to read, so this is your homework. Please read the whole chapter of Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3. It describes all the incarnations, the different incarnations' appearance, and after reading it again and again, every day you have to read it in the morning and evening. Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. One time Prabhupada comments, he said, those Bhagavat Saptaha, only 7 days, you cannot understand anything. He said, you cannot even understand a word of Bhagavatam. You had to read it every day. And then it is possible you can go into the mysteries of Bhagavatam. Then you can get the ability to understand the mysteries of Krishna's appearance and transcendental activities. All his appearance and transcendental activities are very, very mysterious. That's why simply by reciting it with devotion, one can become liberated. So here we have a hope. What is our hope? Because sometimes we may think, oh, I'm so fallen. I cannot enter into the samadhi. Like half day fasting, I am already feeling fainted. What austerities I can do? Just like we're singing, the spiritual master, if you test me, you can see I have no value. I cannot do anything. What is our hope? The hope is, let us go back to 1966. That is the beginning of our Hare Krishna movement. December 21st. In New York, Srila Prabhupada is giving a class to the devotees. And he also mentioned this verse. What is this verse? From Srila Rupa Goswami. This Iha Yasya Hari Dasye. So Prabhupada gave us some hope. Even at the beginning, Prabhupada, that time he was giving a class on Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 20, verse 313 to verse 317. And he said, we have to stick to this principle. Which principle? Yaha Yasya Hare Dasye. And Prabhupada said, we have to think. How can I serve Krishna always? Always. Iha yasya harir dasye. If you cannot do, you simply think, how can I do? How can I do? How can I do? Prabhupada repeated three times. Simply this. So if you practically cannot do, then, but you simply think that, how can I do? Oh, then also you become liberated. Prabhupada reiterated this point twice. He said, oh, then also you become liberated. And what you speak of when we actually serve. So that is our hope. If we cannot do, we simply think, how can I do? How can I do? How can I do? And then also you become liberated. That is our hope. That is how Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas are so merciful to us. And in Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, Maharaj Nimi meets the nine Yogendras. In verse 42, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He says, the path of bhakti yoga is so joyful and so practical. Even if you are at the beginning stage of bhakti yoga, even if you are still doing sadhana bhakti, still, because you are following the rules, regulations, even if you're doing everything without any advanced understanding, still you can perceive the ultimate result. What is the ultimate result? Krishna Prema. So the Supreme Lord Krishna is so merciful. As soon as we understand, He is the source of everything. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. And then we decided, now I would like to surrender to the Lord. And Krishna would immediately, personally, takes charge of this devotee. And in this devotee's heart, Krishna would personally reveal that now you are completely under my full protection. That is the wonder of bhakti yoga. So in this way, devotion, direct experience of personality of Godhead, and detachment from other objects become manifest in such a devotee's heart. Even when he's still in the beginning stage of bhakti yoga, because bhakti yoga starts from the platform of liberation. And that is how wonderful is bhakti yoga. All the other paths, they have to culminate in bhakti yoga. If you want to do karma, we follow Bhagavatam's instructions. Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama dharadi tivrina bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. The ultimate result of karma, we have to do bhakti. What is gyan? Bahunandamante, gyanavam mam prapadyam te. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. The ultimate result, the ultimate end of gyan should be devotional service. And then what about yoga? Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmanam. Shratavam bhajate yomam same yukatamo mataha. Everything should be culminating in bhakti. And then we have no fear. And we can be relieved from all miseries of life. Yesterday we are hearing about Srila Haridas Thakur, how he's tolerating the beating in 22 markets. And how we hear about his passing away from this mortal world. Every one of us, every living entity, not even human beings, including all the animals, every one of us has to meet death at one point of our life. Then what shall we do? It is mentioned in yesterday's class that Haridas Thakur, the last moment of his living body, that perfection is similar to Bhishma Dev's. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 9, passing away of Bhishma Dev in the presence of Lord Krishna, verse 43. In the purport, Prabhupada also mentioned, we have hope. We can achieve the same result like Bhishma Dev, like Haridas Thakur. By what? Even in the absence of Lord Krishna, because Krishna left Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam for us. And these transcendental literatures, they are the sung incarnation of the Lord. They have no difference from the Lord. Therefore, at the last moment, when we are absorbed ourselves in these transcendental literatures, we can achieve the same perfection like Bhishma Dev, like Haridas Thakur. If you read TKG's diary, you can find Srila Prabhupada also making a good example for us in 1977. Just days before he's leaving his body, he's still translating Srimad Bhagavatam. You can see the entry, October 14th. He said, all of you are here. I want to start translating Bhagavatam again. Everyone was surprised, amazed in that condition. He can hardly eat. He can hardly drink. He cannot sleep. He decided to translate Bhagavatam. He can only lie down with a feeble voice. He's translating up to 1 o'clock. And again, in October 16th, he translates up to 3 o'clock in the morning. If you read Satsvarupa Maharaj Prabhupada's Lila, there's one entry in 1968. The title is 108 Rose Bushes. There's one very important sentence. It said, Srila Prabhupada, he considers Srimad Bhagavatam as his primary work, the masterpiece, and he had vastly ambitious plans to flood the world with Krishna conscious books, and he would be satisfied with nothing less. Catch the opportunity. Prabhupada's marathon is coming. Tomorrow, Bhagavatam, Bhadra Purnima distribution. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, corrections? Yes.
The purport mentions Srila Prabhupada saying, in our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this. Is that mood still relevant today, do you think?
Hare Krishna. Actually, whatever I am thinking is not so important, but through all the teachings I get from Guru, Sadhu, and Sastra, that teaching is very, very relevant, even today. And
okay, my point being is that you mentioned the Prabhupada marathon or the Christmas marathon, and the year that you mentioned was 1976. I happen to be part of that marathon, so I kind of know what we're talking about here. And in every single temple, everybody distributed books. Everybody. Of course, the situation was very different because almost everybody lived in the temple. It wasn't like community where we have now. But so everybody, you know, the cook would finish his cooking, he'd go out for an hour. The Pujari would do his, and he'd go out for a little bit. Everybody went out. And that's why we managed to do so well, is because that the consciousness of the whole temple was about book distribution. Now it doesn't really seem like that, because in Mayapur, there are opportunities for every single devotee to distribute books. The chance is there. We have certain times during the day, certain tables around, where everybody could distribute one book. But the mood is definitely not that that is an important, this is my own opinion, that it is not so important anymore. It's left to, well, those guys on the bus, those young boys, that's their service. They do that, but it's not our service anymore. But we had Prabhupada says here that all our activities are concentrated upon distributing Krishna literature. So I'm guessing that maybe that was just a time and place, and that time and place has passed.
By your enthusiasm, by your personal example, you can help us to rekindle that spirit of distributing Prabhupada's books.
My enthusiasm is really nice to absorb, but then you can just walk away and go, okay, he's like, you know. It's not such an infectious that, oh, now I've got to distribute because look, he's fired up. It doesn't work like that. It maybe used to work like that, but it doesn't anymore. Now people just go, okay, a little bit over the top, but you know, that's him. I'm not quite agreeing with that.
At least by today's class, at least all of us present here, we're inspired by your talking. And this year we can try our best to participate in book distribution.
Because well, come see me then and I'll tell you where and how you can distribute.
Okay. Yes? Mataji is here. Sometimes our enthusiasm has to be rekindled. We have to be reminded. Like, now we can see not many people are coming for Bhagavatam class. But Prabhupada was in 1973, August 31st. He gave a class in London and he said, Shravanam Kirtanam, so important process. We have to come. He said, please don't be absent from Srimad Bhagavatam class. Because it's hearing and chanting. It's the watering process of our devotional service. Thank you. You got the mic.
I just wanted to comment on Jivanath Prabhu's comment because he is definitely like always pushing book distribution every day by his own personal example. And I think like your advice to for us, for each one, to study Prabhupada's books every day in the morning and in the evening, like the homework you gave to us. I think that homework will very much help Jivanath Prabhu to recruit more participants in distributing Prabhupada's books, because if we actually read Prabhupada's books, study them, then you cannot help but just grab a book and try to give it to someone, because Prabhupada is preaching this just like in this purport. And in all over Bhagavatam, it is coming up again and again that Krishna is not different from his books. And if we try to be devotees, like you said, if we don't have a desire, then try to develop a desire to get a desire and like that. So I got very inspired by this class to study Prabhupada's books more deeply and also actually help distribute some. So thank to everyone, and especially you and Jivanath Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you don't mind, we would see you as a whole team to join you.
Speak very well.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you for inspiring class. And I see that what you said for in love, pure love, by the different process, it's like inspiration and expiration. We need to chant, we need to read, to contemplate, to live with Krishna, and after to give it, because we want to all to don't be greedy or envious or this and that. So when we give, Krishna appear more and more with the person and the situation, and our life become magic. And very deep also. So this is perfect life. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Yay. Srila Prabhupada ki.